You're listening to the Home Base Podcast. This week on Home Base Podcast, I am sharing my favorite beauty products along with some affordable, quick, and easy tips and tricks. It's all about beauty today, so get ready to be pampered. Hey there, all my lovely listeners. Happy February. Lovely February 1st here. I'm actually really happy that we're in February. I normally would be kind of sad that we're already to February, but I'm happy because it has been in the 50s here in lovely Indiana, and so I'm like, all right, let's bring on February, let's get February out of the way, and then it'll be March, and we'll be that much closer to spring. I'm so ready for spring, which is kind of sad because we really haven't had a very good snow here, and I haven't even taken my toddler outside to play in snow. Isn't that sad and kind of pathetic? Oh, hi, kitty cat. My kitty cat's coming to lay on my lap. So that's kind of sad. I really should be rooting for snow so we can, like, take him outside and get some fun pictures of him playing in the snow, but just my heart's not in it. I'm ready for spring. I'm so down for, like, going to the park and taking him on walks. And see, I still want to do things with him. I just don't want to do snow. I want to take him on walks and stuff. Anyways, so this week is kind of a special edition of Home Base Podcast. That's right, we have special editions. This one is kind of a pampering mama episode. So you don't have to be a mom to listen. Dads, please listen. It may be a little boring for you to listen, but I guarantee there's something in here you can take away and some special way you can pamper the special woman in your life. So, dads are welcome. It is kind of geared towards the mamas in the crowd, though. So, this is all about pampering moms. It's going to be a fun episode. I'm pretty jazzed about it. It dawned on me the other day. I don't know why it's taken me this long to do an episode like this. Because for crying out loud, after I finished high school, I went to cosmetology school, which for those of you that are not aware, it's hair school. So I was a beauty school queen. And I went and did hair for quite a few years after I graduated, and I still do hair. I have quite a few clients that I go and see at their house, or I have them come to my house, but I'm just kind of temporarily not really retired, just I'm not working in salons right now, which is totally fine. For those of you lovely listeners in the audience that are regulars, you're like, wait a minute, didn't you used to be a teacher? I did. I'm a multifaceted person, people, if you haven't figured it out by now. Very complicated woman, very mysterious. But no, so I used to do hair and I used to teach. My two big loves of my life outside of my hubby and my baby. But so being a cosmetologist, you pick up on lots of different hair tips and tricks. And so with that being my background, it's really astonishing that I haven't done an episode that's all about pampering moms with tons of beauty tips and tricks and my favorite products. So basically, I'm going to go through with you guys my regimen of beauty care. I'm going to share with you all sorts of tips that I've picked up along the way, my favorite products. You'll be able to hop over to Instagram this week and see pictures of my top products that I like to use. So make sure you go check all that out. But so with my background being a cosmetologist and doing lots of hair, I have seen it all. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, I'm going to share with you guys some fun, specifically hair related tips and tricks, and also kind of a hilarious story, but also kind of scary for those of you in the audience that are box colorers. Ooh, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey guys, we're back. All right, so I told you that I used to be a cosmetologist, so I wanted to share with you guys kind of just some tips for those people out there that are having bad hair days. And as mamas, we all have bad hair days, and maybe you need some just little tips of how to help you take care of your hair. So I've got you guys covered. To start with, it's all about the shampoo and the conditioner. And I'm going to share with you guys my favorite here in a little bit, but you need to get a good shampoo and conditioner. Start there. Don't buy that cheap stuff. Specifically, I'm going to call out brands here. I'm going to do it. Don't buy Pantene Pro-V. Don't buy Aussie. Don't buy, oh my gosh, I'm like spacing. If it's under $4, do not buy it, okay? Under $4. There is some that you can get that's like, actually, I'm going to raise it up. If it's under $5, don't get it. There are some that are like right around that like $6, $5.50 mark that I'll let them slide, that they're not terrible. But if it's less than $5, don't be putting it on your hair. Unless you just don't love your hair, then you know. The only exception I would say to that is for people in the audience that do not color their hair and have never colored their hair. So the hair that is at the very ends of your head have never been colored. So basically, if you've never heard this term, you have virgin hair. You've never done anything to it. It's pure, it's natural. You've never done a sun in color or anything like that, which, please, if there's anyone in the audience that does those dumb sun in colors, please stop. Stop it right now. Okay? Don't ever put any kind of color on your hair that says it's activated by UV rays. That's just madness. It's called bleach, people. Don't do it. So, this has been a public service announcement. Stay away from sun in color. It's just a nightmare. Also, don't let your kids, like if you have teenagers at home, don't let them do the whole Kool-Aid coloring their hair. I can't tell you, I had a client and she was a younger girl, and I did this girl, she had really long hair. I did this girl's hair for years, and she colored her hair with Kool-Aid one day, and it was like a blue streak. Her and all her friends thought it would be really cool. It never went away. For years, this streak was in her hair, and we just slowly kept trimming it down, till finally she just had this little tiny, like, inch and a half blue on the ends one day, and she's like, just cut it all off. Oh, but yeah, so don't color your hairs with anything wacky, okay? But anyways, getting back to good shampoo and conditioner should be over $5, okay? So, start there. You also need to get a deep conditioner. I know so many people don't do a deep conditioner. How do I explain this? It's a mask. It's like a mask for your face. We all put on, like, you know, we all do a mask on our face occasionally, or you get that heavy-duty lotion out during the winter for your legs and arms because you get dry. Your hair is like this living, breathing thing. It needs some TLC occasionally, you know, and especially during the winter months, it needs extra TLC. So invest in a deep conditioner. Do it. Start off doing it like once a month, every other week, I feel like is right in that sweet spot. Like, and some people who have that really coarse hair, they like to do it once a week. Once a week to every other week, I'm going to say, is really good just to help keep your hair health primo. When you're brushing your hair out, this is kind of a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised how many people, when they go to brush their hair, they put the brush at the top of their head and they just rip it all the way down. Guys, you're ripping your hair out of your head. Start at the ends, work your way up. Surprisingly, it doesn't take as long as just ripping it straight down because you don't get stuck nearly as much. Start at the ends, work your way up. Use a gloss, and we're going to get to that when I talk to you about my favorite hair color line. This hair color line has a clear gloss you can put on your hair. Even if you don't want to color your hair and you love your natural hair color, you can put on this clear gloss and it's conditioning. It feels good. It gives your hair a nice shine. In the summer, it's really great because it helps control your hair during humidity. Go check into glossing your hair. Tons of other color lines do it too, but I'm going to share with you guys my favorite. Pay attention to your hair. Here's something most people don't know. When you're in your shampoo aisle, there's all sorts of different kinds. There's, you know, curly and moisturizing and nourishing and color care. And although there's all these different kinds, there's really only two different kinds of shampoo. There's shampoo that's going to be nourishing, and there's shampoo that's going to be moisturizing. And what I mean by that is nourishing shampoo is fortified with oils like argan and coconut. It's more fortified with heavy duty things that are going to penetrate deep into your hair follicle and kind of rebuild it. Moisturizing shampoo is more things that are gentler. It's going to just moisturize on the surface. It's going to soften things up. It's more of a maintenance shampoo, your kind of day-to-day stuff, okay? So pay attention to your hair, because your hair can only take so much of one or the other. An example is I normally use nourishing shampoo a lot because I have really fine hair, but I have a ton of it, and it's just always dry, it seems like. So I use nourishing shampoo a lot. But occasionally, I'll notice my hair starting to get heavy, it starts to get limp, and that's when I know, okay, I need to swap to moisturizing shampoo. Because my hair, basically what it's telling me is the inside is built up, it's healthy, and it can't take any more of that nourishment, so it's just pushing it back out. And that's when your hair gets limp and heavy, and so you need to just pay attention to what your hair is telling you and swap to something that's moisturizing. So, and when you swap to something moisturizing, look for that word moisture on the shampoos. The nourishing stuff, you'll find some things that say nourishing, but there's a lot of other terms that are used, repairing and dehumidifying. There's all sorts of strengthening, sleek, all those things, they're all nourishing. Okay, so when you're looking for something moisturizing, look for something that says moisture on it. For me, I hate using lots of products, and I told you guys it's all about the shampoo and the conditioner. If you get a good shampoo and conditioner, really the only thing you're going to need after that is a hair serum. And I like something that's either got like an argan oil base or something with a coconut oil base. Those are just the two oils that I like the most that I've used. It seems like every year there's like the oil of the year. I can't tell you. Just for as long as I've been doing hair, I've gone through the olive oil trend. I've gone through the avocado oil trend. I've gone through the coconut oil trend and the argan oil trend and the grapeseed oil trend. And there's tons of other ones, the goji berry and the papaya and the honey. There's so many different oils. My favorites have been the argan and the coconut. Coconut tends to be really lightweight. The argan is just super rich, and it's just, that stuff is the best. I feel like everybody kind of needs to have some argan oil in their cupboard as a go-to, especially during the summer. It's nice to put it in when you know you're going to be outside a lot and your hair is going to get dry and brittle from being in the sun so much. Argan oil is really good for that. So, but if you get a good hair serum, something light, I don't know, if you guys are local and you're listening to this, I'm not sure how far out Fantastic Sam spreads, and this is really random, but somebody gave me a bottle of argan oil from Fantastic Sam's, and it's a salon chain in the area, and I'm not saying go to Fantastic Sam's. I'm kind of anti-salon chains that are of that caliber. But anyways, that's a whole nother story. But somebody gifted me a bottle of their argan oil once, and I loved it. And why I loved it so much is the molecules of this argan oil were smaller than other brands. And so it actually soaked into your hair, whereas other brands, their molecules of their oil were larger and they sat on the surface. You guys didn't know there was so much chemistry to hair, did you? There is. But so find a good serum that you like. I'm one of those bad culprits. I test it in the store. I squirt like a little tiny bit on my fingers and I rub it together. And I like to find something that kind of rubs into my skin. If it's sitting on the surface and it's too slick, don't get it. It's just going to make your hair sticky and nasty and it's going to make it feel gross. Look for something that absorbs into your skin. However, when you're looking on the back and you're reading your product labels, read product labels, especially on your beauty products. Guys, be accountable for what you're putting on your skin, in your hair, in your body. But when you're reading your product labels, just a little FYI, the ingredients are always listed in the order of largest to smallest. So whatever is at the very beginning is the main ingredient of that product. One of the things you're going to find a lot, especially with hair products, the main ingredient a lot of times is alcohol. And that is mainly because alcohol helps other things absorb. It dries out the surface that you're putting it on, so then that surface will absorb it more. That being said, if you already have dry, damaged hair, and you're putting something on it that's going to damage it and then repair it, does that really sound like a good system to you? It sounds a little whacked up, right? So try to avoid things that have alcohol as the main ingredient. If it's the second or third ingredient, that's fine, but try to avoid things with the first ingredient. A lot of your aerosol sprays are going to have alcohol as the first ingredient. That's why a ton of your hairsprays are so bad for your hair. I can't tell you, for years, my mom, she gets full highlights. She's a natural brunette and she's blonde. She gets her whole head highlighted. And for years, she kept telling me, she's like, I do all this nourishing stuff, but my hair is still so dry. I'm like, Mom, what kind of hairspray are you using? Oh, I'm using this Aussie stuff. I'm like, Mom, you are drying out your hair. You're killing it. Hairspray is one of the worst products. Save hairspray for those special occasions when you sincerely need your hair to stay still. Don't put hairspray on every day just to put it on. You're just killing your hair. All right. There are my awesome hair tips and tricks. We're going to go back over and talk hair color now. So I am a huge Redken hair color advocate. It's what I was trained on in school. I've used other colors. I've used tons of other colors, but just a couple that I've worked with extensively have been Matrix. I've worked with Aveda color extensively. I do like Aveda color. If you go to a Aveda salon, I think they do a good job, but you have to have someone that knows what they're doing, because mixing an Aveda color for a client is completely different than everything else. And I'll explain to you why here in a second. So Redken is my favorite by far that I've ever used. It's an American-made color. Its colors tend to be very natural. They tend to be very true to their color that you pick out. So how many times have you gone and you've looked at like a swatch book and then you pick out a color and you put it on your head? It's completely different. Redken has been very true for me. I know I worked with Matrix for a couple years and it always was red. Every single color, it could even be a blonde color that I was putting on that client's hair. It always came out with like this red undertone to it. I felt like their whole line was very, very red to me, very warm. I feel like Redken is very true to what's on there. It's very natural. It's just beautiful color. But one of the main things I love about Redken hair color is they have a color line called Shades EQ. It's a gloss. It's a semi-permanent. It's not damaging to your hair. It's actually conditioning. It makes your hair shiny. There's color glosses, and then there's clear gloss that you can do. They're really, really great. And typically a salon that's a Redken color salon, the Shades EQ are cheaper than your permanent hair colors because they don't take as long to put on and they don't last as long. But I have to tell you, my hair soaks them up and it lasts. The thing I always told my clients, for me, they last about 4 to 6 weeks. And really, 4 to 6 weeks is when you're going to go in and get your permanent color touched up anyhow. So as long as you're not going lighter, you can use these glosses. If you're just wanting to add some tones or some depth to your hair, they're a really great way to go. So where can you go find Redken hair color? You have to find it in a salon. You can't go buy it yourself. Salons that do it, Ulta is probably one of the biggest salons, and it's pretty spread out across the globe, or across the states at least, it seems. So you can look up for an Ulta Beauty near you, and they all have salons in their stores. And then they also are just like an amazing place to go shopping because they have all sorts of awesome beauty products. If you're not near an Ulta, you can go to redken.com, and it's R-E-D-K-E-N, and you can search for a salon near you that has Redken color. So that would be my thing. So I have to tell you guys, before we move on from hair and go on to like shampoos and other products and stuff, I want to share with you guys this story. So when I was in a salon and working regularly in a salon, I had this girl come in one day. And so funny, because you'll get these people and you know something's wrong with their hair color. And you know, because the way they enter the store is they have a hood on. And they have sunglasses on, and their hair is pulled back. There's no wisp of hair coming out from underneath their hood. And so this girl came in with sunglasses on and a hoodie on, her hair pulled back and hood up, and she comes in and she makes a beeline from the door all the way to the back towards the salon. And I'm like, oh no, what has gone wrong with her hair? So she comes in and sits down, and she pulls her hood back, and her hair is blue. I mean, bright, not like electric blue, but it's like, it's blue. It's like oceany blue on her head. It is not a good blue. It's very bad, but it is very obviously blue. And so I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh no, what happened? And she reaches in her purse and pulls out a box color. And she says, I have used this color for 14 years. I have never had a problem, ever. And she said, I don't know what happened, but I put it on like I have for 14 years and my hair turned blue. I looked at her and I said, is it black hair color? And she showed me. She said, yes, it's black hair color. And I had to explain to her, boxed hair color is mixed in a factory. It's mixed in a factory in large batches. There is tons of room for error. There's tons of room for mistakes. When you go to a salon and you get a color at a salon, they mix it right there, right on the spot for you. It's not mixed in a factory by people that have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea. They've just been told to pour this in here at this time. They have no hair color background. And there's always room for mistake. If it's even mixed by a person in a factory, odds are it's probably mixed by a machine, which machines malfunction. And these people, you know, instead of just throwing out the batch, they boxed it up anyhow. And this poor girl ended up with a box of bad hair color. And she looked at me, she goes, but it's black. Why did it end up blue? So here is a little hair color chemistry for you. All color is made up of three primary colors. We all know that: red, yellow, and blue. Black is majority pigmented blue. It's the major pigment in it, obviously, because it's so dark. Your lighter blonde colors, they're more pigmented yellow. Then you have your reds. Your darker colors have a little bit of blue and more red in them. So I was explaining to her that obviously when they were mixing this specific batch of color in this box, somebody got a little heavy-handed with the blue. And she ended up with a little too much blue in her black hair color. So needless to say, we fixed it and she left with a head of beautiful hair and it was gorgeous, and she swore that she would never use box color again. I wonder if she does, but hopefully she doesn't, and hopefully I just scared a few of you into not using box color anymore. You guys just have no idea what goes in there. No one's mixing it for you. Like I said, it's probably machines, and you never know when you're going to get your hair seriously messed up. And I mean, she was lucky enough in her scenario that it could be fixed and it didn't overly damage her hair to fix it really in any way. You never know if something like that happens to you. it might really damage your hair to try and repair it after that. You don't know what the process is going to be. So always tell people, be wary of box color. I only did it once when I was a teenager, and it was before my education, before I had any clue, and I will never do it again. So there's my little story. So let's move on to shampoo and conditioner. This is probably no surprise, but shampoo and conditioner, my favorites are Redken. And not just because I'm trying to push Redken. They just really are really great shampoos and conditioners. I love them. Especially their all soft shampoo and conditioner. If you are looking for something nourishing, you've got rough hair, you want something to make it smooth and soft. My mom, like I said, that bleaches her hair to the extreme. She loves this shampoo and she gets their deep conditioner all the time. They have a really good color shampoo as well, and they have, all their shampoos just smell amazing, but, their shampoos and conditioners are great. You can find them at Ulta, you can find them at other retailers that carry expensive shampoo. Please be wary if you ever see a high dollar shampoo or conditioner in a store such as Target or Walgreens or CVS in a place that doesn't have a salon in it. There are shampoos and things like that that are only meant to be sold in a salon, and it will say right on the bottle to be sold in a salon only. If you see those products somewhere at a grocery store, somewhere that there isn't a salon on site, and it says that on the bottle, chances are those products are bad. They're expired. They were received illegally. You're not quite sure where those products have come from. So I don't recommend buying them from those stores just because they can't be guaranteed. They can only be guaranteed if they're bought in a salon. And you can go to Ulta carries them, and you can also shop for them online and other places as well. If you're not into buying expensive stuff, because I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, I don't always get the expensive stuff either. Most of the time, I go for something a little bit more mid-range. And if I'm going that route, the stuff I like the most is the organics. You guys have probably seen them. They're kind of fun, little round, chunky bottles of shampoo and conditioner. They run about $5, $6 a piece. Right now, I'm using the moisturizing coconut one. It has been a lifesaver this winter, making my hair feel really moisturized and good. So you guys can go check that out. And I love they have a coconut oil serum that feels really good on your hair, too. So I'm a big fan of it. All right. What else? Ooh, okay. Lotion. So my favorite lotion. We're moving on from hair now, okay? Let's just move on. Move on from hair. Lotion. Oh, actually, you know what? Just kidding. My last tip, and I didn't even have this in my notes, but I just thought of it. My last hair tip for those of you in the crowd. I have done this for years, actually, since I was in hair school. If you do not have a satin or silk pillowcase, get one. And here's why. Your hair produces lots of natural oils, and your cotton pillowcase actually will absorb a lot of those oils and dry out your hair. So get something satin or silk, something that isn't going to be as absorbent of those oils, and that will help your hair to stay healthier. All right, I promise, we're moving on from hair. I know I just did like 20 minutes on hair. I'm so sorry, guys. It's part of my career, you know, so you gotta give me a little bit of leeway there. But anyway, so we moved on to lotion. I am obsessed. My grandmother, my mom, and me were all kind of really into like DIY stuff, and we're super big Pinterest freaks. And my grandmother, I love her so much. She, every year at like Christmas, makes us these awesome baskets. She's done this since I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was like big bags full of tons of fun knickknacks. And then as I got older, it's turned into like baskets full of beauty products and stuff. And I love it. I look forward to it every year. It's probably one of my favorite Christmas presents I get because it's just like 20 Christmas presents in one Christmas present, and they're all like centered around me and being pampered, and I just love it. And like this year, she really outdid herself and like did everything, got like fingernail clippers and made us lotion and got us shampoo and new combs and new files and nail polish and bath soaks and face masks. So I literally can just have like a day and pamper myself. It's amazing. But she makes this lotion every year, and I have it over on Pinterest. It's in my likes right now, so you can go find it over on Pinterest in my likes. And actually, I'll just pin it for you guys. I'll pin it, and it'll be in my essential oil board over on Pinterest. So you can go check it out over there if you really want to find the recipe. But it has shea butter in it, cocoa butter, coconut oil, olive oil, vitamin E capsules, and then essential oils. And she mixes it all together and whips it until it's a really nice fluffy butter. And she puts it in these wonderful little glass jars for us. And this stuff is amazing. I love it. It feels really, I'm not gonna lie, it feels really greasy when you're putting it on, but literally in probably less than five minutes, it soaks right into your skin. And my, like, I have really weird, like, leg acne, like, on, like, the side of my thighs, the back of my calves. Like, it's weird, but it's true. I get it. And since I've used this lotion, like, it's gone. It's totally gone. It really has made, like, my legs, my arms, my skin is so much better. And I mean, obviously, there's tons of health benefits to all of those oils in there. They're good for collagen and stretch marks, and which, by the way, my stretch marks on my stomach from having my son are practically gone. You practically can't see them at all. So I love this lotion. It's awesome, and I know it's like a lot of ingredients, but I really think it's worth it. And I have to say, it keeps really well, and it makes an amazing gift. So I think it's worth whipping it up and getting the time to get all the ingredients and whip it up, because, I mean, think like teacher gifts, friend gifts, Valentine's Day is coming up. Like, what a great gift. And I really do. It keeps really well. I just finished my jar from last year, so I actually just am about to open my jar from this year's Christmas. So a whole year I make it last, so and it never like turns rancid or anything like that, so which I can't imagine it would. None of those ingredients in there would spoil, so that is my favorite lotion. Along the lines of cocoa butter, there's a picture on Instagram that I took and posted on there. It's in my picture with all my makeup. There's a stick, and it's a cocoa butter stick. I have found this at like CVS Pharmacy. I've found it at Walgreens. I'm sure you could find it pretty much anywhere that you find like cocoa butter for stretch marks and stuff. There is a stick, and it looks like just a giant chapstick, and it's just straight cocoa butter. And I got this thing just for using it as chapstick. And then one day I was like, man, I have this zit and I'm going to put this on here and see if it helps. And it does. It totally helps heal my zits. So I use it as like a zit zapper now. So cocoa butter for zits. And like I said, I just use that stick. I stick it in my purse. I have one in the bathroom that I put on. Like, it's awesome. Or if you get like a scab, I've used it on like scabs and stuff. Like if I get a rug burn or something, or I get a scab, I put it on there. It really helps. I think it may be good for bug bites too. Don't quote me on that, but it may be. I'm not sure. But I'm all about my cocoa butter stick for acne. Makeup, for me, I keep it really simple with makeup. For years, I worked around tons of women that were cosmetologists just like me and were makeup artists. And, you know, I have my makeup artist training, and I've done the full-blown makeup thing with the loads of foundation and everything and the contouring and everything. And it takes good pictures. But in person, I think it's just too much. It's just too much. It's really not who you are. I mean, this is purely how I feel, but I just feel like it's too much. I'm kind of an all-natural kind of person. I choose one feature that I think is my best facial feature, and I choose to just highlight it. For that, for me, it's my eyes. So I just keep things simple. I go for a good concealer. You'll see on Instagram in my picture. You can get it at Target. It's called Pixie. They have a great concealer that has four different kinds in there. I love using it on zits, or if I have a blemish, if I have some dark circles under my eyes, which is pretty much every day because we're teething and we're never sleeping through the night, it feels like. There's one that's like a highlighting one that I love to put on the top of my lid on my eye, and it really brightens my eyes up. So I love to find a good concealer, and that one's my favorite. And also, I feel like two super easy tips for good skin. So I totally skip foundation. I get a good concealer, I hit the spots that I feel like are kind of problematic, and then I just let the rest be. I use like a blush or not a blush, sorry. I use bronzer in the summer a lot, but in the winter I just kind of let things be. But I feel like people forget you need to drink a lot of water to have great skin. Drink lots of water. And you also need to go outside occasionally. And I'm really bad at this, especially when you have little teeny tiny kids and it's cold and it's winter. It's hard to get out sometimes and get your sunshine. But like this weekend, we've been in the 50s and it's been gorgeous. And so I took my son out and we went for a really long walk and we got some great sun on our face and it was amazing. Later that day, my husband's like, "Oh, your freckles are out." And I'm like, "Yeah, they are." Like, and I forget how much the sun really makes your skin just glow. So just those two things right there. If you make an effort to drink lots of water and really get outside and get a good 10, 20 minutes of straight sunshine. And I'm not saying tanning. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying just like get outside and soak up your vitamin D, you know, like get out there and get you some sun. So those things are helpful. But so that's what I do as far as foundational things. And as far as eyes, for me, you guys can go over to Instagram and see what all my favorite eye things are. I love using Urban Decay eyeshadow. I'm kind of a big sucker for the whole cat eye thing. I remember when I was in middle school, and my parents were very stubborn that I was to not wear makeup until I was in middle school. And so when I started wearing makeup around 7th or 8th grade, I remember I was just really into cat eyes. And at the time, they were not in style. They were not the fashion. But I didn't care. And I went to school and I had like major cat eyes that were like all the way out to the side. I looked like Cleopatra and I loved it and I thought it was super sexy. And so I love that the cat eye is in style now because I love to just get a beautiful liquid black eyeliner and I just do a simple cat eye and nothing too big, really thin. And that's what I do. I just keep it really simple. I just do a plain chapstick. I like to do the EOS chapsticks. I don't really do lip gloss or even lipstick or anything like that. I've tried it a few times, and every time I do, my husband looks at me like something's really weird, and he's like, "I'm not sure how I feel about that," and I'm like, "Okay." So I just stick to the accentuating the one thing in the eyes, and that's what I do. Face moisturizer. Well, first let's start with my face soap. So every time I wash my face, I love to use these, they're called Zumbars. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. It's Zumbar. You can find them at Whole Foods, a lot of your more healthier, all natural grocery stores carry them. It is soap, it's goat's milk soap, and they have all sorts of different scents and stuff. I like for my face, I use just their lavender one, and it actually has lavender in the soap. Like you can see the little sprigs of lavender, and it smells amazing. And lavender is really good for keeping your skin clear. I don't know if you guys know that, but so I use the Zumbar is my face soap. And while we're talking about the Zumbars, I love they have an almond coffee bar. And coffee is really good for cellulite, and almond is really good for moisture. And so I love that one for my body and, like, specifically my legs. But so back to my face. So that's what I like to wash it with. As far as moisturizer, there is a recipe on my essential oil board on Pinterest, and it's for a face serum. And I love, love, love this face serum. It just really helps with, like, dark circles. It helps with brightening my skin. And I'm not really, like, to the place where I have wrinkles yet, but I definitely notice there's, like, places where my skin could use, like, some moisture and some fullness, like, especially, like, around my eyes and in the corners. And I've just noticed this serum really helps. And probably my favorite thing this serum does, it makes my eyelashes ridiculously long. Like, I already have long eyelashes, but these things, this stuff, like, makes them crazy long. So I know you all are rushing over to Pinterest now, right? go check it out. It's called a face serum, and it is, I'm trying to think who it is that I pinned it by. Homemade Mommy. That's who it's from. So if you go over to my essential oil board, it is this lovely woman holding a bottle, and it'll say face serum, and it is from homemademommy.net or dot, yeah, I think she's .net. Anyway, what's in here? What's in this lovely face serum? It's avocado oil, and then it has essential oils in it. If you don't know much about essential oils, head over to my blog. There's a tab right at the top that says essential oils. You can read all about them. I like using Young Living essential oils, but you can find other brands at your all-natural grocers. The essential oils that are in this face serum are rose, sandalwood, and frankincense. So not only does this serum smell good, but it really does do lots of wonderful, amazing things for your skin. I don't moisturize with this every day. My skin tends to be that crazy mixed up skin where it's, like, really oily, but it's also really dry. I get, like, really serious dry patches, like, right around my mouth. And then I get, like, super oily on my forehead and by my nose. Like, I have really bad combination skin. And I also break out a lot still for my age. Like, it's so frustrating. But anyway, so I don't use this every day because it would make my skin too oily. I do it about maybe once to twice a week. I put it on. For the most part, I pretty much just wash my face and let it go. I might do a little cocoa butter on some dry patches or something, but other than that, I just kind of let it be. But when I do moisturize, I love to do this stuff. Like I said, it makes my eyelashes long, but you have to be careful because you really shouldn't be putting essential oils around your eyes. So kind of what I do is I put 2 drops of this oil in my hand, and I rub my hands together, and I just kind of pat my palms on my eyelids. I don't do any excessive rubbing. I just pat it on there, and it really does make my eyelashes a lot longer. So that is what I do for my face. I wanted to share with you guys a bath soak that is super easy to make. And we all need a bath soak, right? We're moms. We take baths because it's, like, the only relaxation we get is taking a bath. And a super easy bath soak, and I love this because it's easy to make, it's super fast, and it's also cheap. It's so easy. It's Epsom salt and essential oils. So get you your favorite essential oil, whatever the smell is, put a couple drops in a jar full of Epsom salt, close it up, shake, 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 put a couple tablespoons in your bath water. Your water is going to soak. There's so many health benefits to Epsom salt, but most importantly, it makes your skin soft, it removes impurities from your skin. It's cleansing and detoxing, but it just makes your skin so soft and smooth, and I love it. My favorite essential oil to use in my bath soak is if you use the Young Living essential oils. They have a mix, and it's called Stress Away, and it has lime and vanilla in it, and it smells amazing. It really does. It just melts the stress away. I love it. But it's seriously that simple. Just Epsom salt and a couple drops of your favorite essential oil and shake it up. I love to gift it to people. I get like a really cute ball jar and make some, and I get like a pretty teaspoon or tablespoon or something, and I put it in there, and there you go. It's a perfect gift. Everybody can use bath soak, and I always feel so luxurious when I'm like putting things in my bathtub. I don't know why. Fizzies, like the fizzy things you can get to put in your bath, those always make me so excited. All right, I'm pretty sure, yep, this is my last beauty thing, is perfume. So I want to tell you guys my favorite perfume. My favorite perfume, if we want to get technical, is Daisy by Marc Jacobs. And let me tell you, this has been my favorite perfume for as long as I've known my... Actually, I think it's been my favorite... However long Daisy's been out. It's been out at least 8 or 9 years. But anyways, it is my favorite. For years, I have dropped this hint to my spouse. And not once has he ever bought me perfume. So if there's dads listening in the audience, please know that those cliche things like perfume and bath things and flowers and chocolate, they're cliche for a reason, because we like them. Women like these things. Don't be afraid to get them. I love it. So yeah, so Daisy is my favorite. But since I don't have any Daisy and I just have to go to like the drugstore and get samples of it, on a normal day, I make my own perfume. And how I do this is super simple. I get a glass bottle. I love reusing, like if you get like a nice bottle of body spray, sometimes they'll be like in a glass bottle. And I say glass because if you're doing something with essential oils, you really should put it in a glass bottle. Plastic will be okay if you're going to use it up quickly. Perfume you don't use up as quickly, so really a glass spray bottle is best. But anyway, so I have this beautiful glass bottle, and I fill it up with water, put just like maybe an eighth of a teaspoon of salt in there. You could do Epsom salt if you wanted to. And then you just put in your favorite essential oils that you think smell amazing. And then there you go. You have a quick do-it-yourself body spray. Why is the salt in there? The salt is in there because oil and water doesn't mix. So you need something for the essential oils to cling to. So they're going to cling to those salt molecules that are going to melt in the water, and that's how the oils will get dispersed. I still shake mine. I shake mine up before I spray it. I will tell you, though, with this perfume, you can't spray it on bare skin because it's just going to soak up into your skin, because that's how essential oils work. They absorb into your skin. So I spray it on my clothes. Once I'm all dressed and ready to go out, I spritz it on my clothes. My clothes smell so fresh. I'm trying to think what's all in my perfume. I have frankincense in there. I have frankincense because frankincense is supposed to be very grounding and spiritual. I have rose in there because it just smells good. Same with lavender. I have lavender in there because it smells good. And I think that's it. Yeah. I was going to put lemon in there, but you want to be careful with your citruses. Especially lemon can have a bleaching effect. So if you're going to put it on your clothes, you want to be careful. Just because you're going to be putting it on your clothes and then wearing it outside. And lemon can be very sensitive to UV rays. So I think that's what I did. It was just the frankincense, the rose, and lavender. And it smells amazing. I love it. And it lasts all day. Like, when I take my shirt off at the end of the day and I go to throw it in the hamper, I can smell it and I'm like, oh, it still smells fresh. So it's one of those things I feel like is nice, you know, when people come, they give you a hug, you're going to smell nice and fresh. So there we go. All right, so we started from head to toe, right? I mean, we covered hair, we covered skincare, we covered perfume and taking a bath. I don't have a favorite nail polish or anything like that. To me, it's whatever's going to stick to my toes. I'm a mom. I wash my hands and change dirty diapers all day. I don't paint my fingernails right now at this stage in my life. I used to paint them every single weekend religiously. But I had to do it every weekend because paint just does not stick to my nails for some reason. So sorry, I don't have a favorite to share with you. But yeah, that is my beauty regimen. Those are my tips and tricks. If you have other questions or things that I skipped over or didn't cover, please reach out to me via our website, which is homebasedpodcast.com. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with my parenting hack this week and our very awesome, very moving, very empowering mommy mantra. Stay tuned. Hey guys, it's Megan. I want to tell you about our Patreon page. Patreon is a website where you can go and donate to support special projects like the podcast you're listening to right now. And when you go and support Homebase, you will be helping me do things to grow the podcast, like buy new equipment, open a swag shop on our website, or even bring the show to a city near you. Not only that, but depending on how much you support, you may even be hooked up with some super special exclusive swag of your very own. So head over to patreon.com/homebasepodcast to check it out and show Homebase some lovin'. Hey guys, we're back. So real quickly, I want to just remind you where you can find Homebase Podcasts. You can find us first and foremost in iTunes, where I love it when people find us in iTunes and subscribe. What it means to subscribe is you're just going to click on the subscribe button, and all that does is you get a notification each week when there is a new episode, so you don't miss any of our awesome, awesome episodes. And I have to tell you guys, the next few weeks, we have some really great content coming your way. I don't know what's gotten into me, but I've just been really pumped up, and I've got some great episodes coming up for you all. And hopefully, in the next few weeks, I'll have kind of a little bit of a surprise to share with you. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. But it's going to be really fun. So make sure you go and subscribe, and when you're over there in iTunes, leave me some reviews, leave me some lovin'. I love reading your guys' reviews, they make me feel so good. So leave some reviews, subscribe, so you can find us in iTunes. I already told you our website is homebasedpodcast.com. You can find links to us on all our social media over there. You can follow us along on Twitter and Instagram at homebasedpodcast. And yeah, that's it. Right? I think so. All right, let's get into this parenting hack this week. You're going to probably hear it and be like, okay, that's kind of lame. It's really not, though, and this is my kind of parenting challenge this week for you ladies in the audience. So like I said, my grandmother made me this awesome basket for Christmas of all these pampering things. And so one night, in the middle of the week, I asked my husband, I'm like, hey, when you get home, I'm like, would you mind taking Hunter and like, just give me an hour? I'm like, I don't care what you guys do, go to McDonald's, whatever you want. Just give me an hour to myself. And not an hour where they're here hanging out in the playroom or something. No, I wanted them out of the house. And they did. And they left for an hour. I got the house completely quiet to myself for an hour. And I took this long, luxurious bath. I had a glass of wine. I listened to some music. And then I did a face mask. And I exfoliated. And I moisturized. And I felt like a queen after. I felt so beautiful and relaxed. And it seems like such a simple thing. And you're like, ugh. I don't need to do that. Or I can just wait till my kids go to bed. It's not the same. I really challenge you, like, have your kids, have your spouse, have everyone out of the house but you. I don't care if you send them to grandma's, whatever you got to do, just get them out of the house. And I would just tell them, like, seriously say, I need an hour. I don't want you back here in 50 minutes. I don't want you back here in 45 minutes. Like, I want an entire hour. So, yeah, it was amazing. It was really, really good. And I told my husband, I'm like, I feel like I would be a lot better of a wife and better of a mother if I could get, like, an hour maybe once a week or every other week or something. Just, like, I would even settle for once a month. Once a month, can I just have, like, mommy night and you guys go and, like, have daddy night where daddy takes baby, toddler, whatever, out to dinner or whatever. You guys go do your thing, leave mommy at home. I really, really recommend it. So if there's dads listening in the audience, maybe you can recommend this to your wife. Be like, hey, babe, I'm going to take the kids. We're going to go get dinner and we're going to give you an hour. You know, bring home your wife's favorite salad or something. Tell her she can order in pizza or whatever. You know, you guys go get dinner. It's so sweet. So sweet. And it doesn't need to happen just at Mother's Day. It doesn't. Us moms need a break every once in a while. All right, enough of that. Mommy mantra this week. I love it. It comes from the book Zen Shin Talks. So you can go check out more of the wonderful things that are in this book. But I love this quote, and it goes, "A flower does not think of competing with the flower next to it. It just blooms." Isn't that so empowering? I love it. I feel like as women, and as women, I feel like it is so hard. We're always competing. There's always like this pressure to be the best. And sometimes we compete with our other girlfriends and our other mom friends. And I just love this quote because it's like, you know what? Obviously, we're girls. We're all flowers. And there's no pressure to compete with the one next to you. Just bloom in your own wonderful, beautiful, mystical way. And don't worry about that blossom on the branch next to you. They're going to bloom in their own way and be their own beautiful flower. I love it. I think it's empowering. I hope you guys liked this episode. I hope it was helpful. Like I said, don't forget to go over to Instagram and check out the pictures that I posted of some of my favorite products so you guys can find them, save them, and use them yourself. All right, guys. We'll see you next week for another great episode of Homebase Podcast. Bye-bye.